I believe there's something like 4,000 or 5,000 TEDx's around the globe at this point. I don't know the actual statistics, but I suspect we're easily in the top 10 when it comes to the number of videos that we've produced that have made it to the TED.com site. The most notable one is Ash Beckham. You know, her first talk was up on the TED site, and it's listed as number 7 of all time for the TEDx videos. So
Ash talked about coming out.
Coming out,
woman,
yeah. Coming out, well, basically coming out of your closet, right? So it wasn't always about your sexual preference. It's just coming out of the closet in terms of what are you hiding from and how can you come out and just show who you are. And it was just such a powerful talk. I mean, I watched it a couple times during the year because I think her message was so powerful.
She was back last year.
Yep, she came back last year and she delivered another topic, and that also went to TED.com. So,
well, Lindsay Levkoff-Diamond, you are going to be one of the presenters on September 19th at Mackey Auditorium. What are you going to be talking on?
So my topic is actually vaccination, which is a pretty polarizing topic, particularly for Boulder County, but also other regions in the country.
And what is your background in that? I know you want to keep the talk as a surprise on the day itself, but can you give us an idea of what you're going to be touching on?
Sure. So I was a trained scientist. My background was in molecular biology. I've since turned in my pipette gun and badge, but I'm really passionate about this particular area because it affects so many people. And I view vaccination as an area where people typically fall into three camps. You have sort of the people on both ends of the extreme that are pro-vaccination or anti-vaccination. But I think most of the population falls into that middle section where they just don't have enough information to make an informed decision. So I try to focus on that middle group and not get onto a soapbox of any kind and just sort of identify the most common fears that people have about vaccinations and just sort of take them on head on with some data and a little bit of humility about the whole topic.
And how does your talk fit into the overall theme?
That's a good question. I thought about that when the theme was released. I think it falls more on the empathy side, but there is this twinge of malice. And the reason I say that is just that we think of vaccination as a very personal decision, and it is. But the problem with that is that it affects other people. And so unlike a lot of other decisions that we make that are very personal, that really only affect us or our family, the decision to vaccinate or not ends up affecting your community, the country, the world. And so there is a little bit of that malice where if you think about it and you sort of turn the light on itself, that decision has a greater impact than just to oneself or one's family.
Have you ever given a talk or a speech like this before?
I haven't. Up to this point, I've been... it's always been a decision whether to engage or not, and it's usually something along the lines of family discussions or social media. But I felt it was time to just get out there and actually talk about it, because I'm afraid that the topic of vaccination is an indication of a bigger problem, which is that if we can't have conversations about topics like this, we're headed back towards the dark ages. And so I want everybody to feel comfortable having a conversation about something that has science or medicine at its core, and not be afraid that it is a little bit prickly for people.
Well, and science has so many prickly areas, whether it's climate change, you're talking about vaccination. It seems like many scientists probably view the world through statistics and data, and yet it gets into this realm where it touches on emotion and politics and very divisive community rhetoric, which seems in many ways the complete opposite of science, because you're going beyond the data.
Right. Yeah, I think, you know, there's this quote, and it's really hard to figure out exactly who it belongs to, because there's some history about whether it actually started off this way or sort of the opposite. But, you know, they go and they say that the plural of anecdote is not data. And I think that that's one of the biggest things we're seeing right now, particularly with vaccination, but I think you could apply it to any of the prickly topics that are happening right now that have any sort of scientific aspect, is that the anecdote seems to be stronger for most people. You know, a friend's friend's family member that had a reaction to a vaccination is stronger than the scientifically backed data that it 1 in 1 million people, doses of the MMR vaccine, for instance, will actually have a severe reaction. And so I think, you know, part of my talk and what I'm really just trying to do is to get more of the scientific discussion to become the anecdotes that people are hearing and taking to heart.
Well, in addition to seeing it live on stage, the TED movement and the TEDx movement has got such a shelf life beyond that through the videos.
Yes.
And what is the opportunity, you know, beyond seeing the videos and for community dialogue around some of these issues being raised?
Well, I think that's largely unknown. I mean, there's going to be people in the audience that will, in my mind, meet each other. There will be conversations that come out of this. And I think what sometimes happens here is that those people mash up and they have conversations outside of it, whether it's at intermission or after the event or even on the website when they have comments on there and something happens as a result. Or even Lindsay gets picked up somewhere in an article or you know, another event that they want her to speak at. And then that lends itself to more discussions and possibly some movement or something that comes up as a result of this.
George Morris is one of the organizers of TEDx Boulder. It is happening September 19th at Mackey Auditorium, and people can get tickets online.
Yeah,
still?
Tickets are still online. We typically sell out right before the event. So I'd encourage everybody to get their tickets sooner rather than later. But yeah, September 19th.
And Lindsay Levkoff-Diamond will be one of the speakers, as we heard. She'll be talking about vaccines. Mm-hmm. We'll have more information on our website, linking to TEDx Boulder at news.kgnu.org. George Morris, Lindsay Levkoff-Diamond, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.